It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
We thought for a second there, Jacinda, that you and Helen were still out from last from the weekend.
I'm so sorry about that.
Look, that's fine. That's fine. Big weekend for the Labour Party, wasn't it?
Well, it was big. It was very big. Our launch yesterday, which was exciting.
Putting the party back in Labour Party.
Yeah, well, we've obviously got a busy 4 weeks ahead of us. It was great to kick it off with so many other people. It was a huge turnout, which was really exciting.
When you say it was a huge turnout, was it a huge turnout that sort of... What were you sort of expecting? What was the it's been good. The numbers are good. Things are looking good.
Yeah.
But what would the usual sort of campaign launch turnout be?
Oh well, we booked the town hall, and usually you would just have to fill the venue that you booked, basically. But we filled that, and then an overflow room, and then Q Theatre as well, which was pretty phenomenal. So yeah, it was.
So no pressure for you.
Oh, look, the pressure was already well and truly on, but it, you know, in an odd way, actually having that level of support makes you feel like you're certainly not doing the job alone. There's a lot of people out there rooting for you, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that must be very reassuring. The people that turned up obviously wanted to see you. They wanted to feel the vibe of this Labour rush that's happening. You know, are they people that are understanding the policies? Are you getting your policies across, or are you just sort of smiling and getting more people loving Labour?
No, I mean, absolutely. The whole idea is making sure that people hear the vision that you have. And the point I would make is that over the past 2.5 years, we've been releasing consistently pretty chunky bits of policy. You know, our housing policy, for instance, you know, we've worked that up and spent a lot of time getting that out there. And we do that in advance so people have time to hear it and decide what they think. But even in the last week, we released another... I'm doing another one today. Every couple of days there'll be something new. But what yesterday was an opportunity just to talk about how it all comes together. You know, these bits of policy sometimes are viewed in isolation, but this is our chance to say, well, actually, this is what it all adds up to. This is what we're trying to achieve. So that's what yesterday was all about.
All right. Now, you mentioned your climate change policy. In a nutshell, and how do you expect it to be successful?
Yeah,
because you wouldn't make it policy if you didn't see it succeeding, you know.
Absolutely, and that's actually right. This, you know, making it successful, we've signed up as a country to an agreement that holds us to account on, or should hold us to account on, using internationally agreed targets. The issue is, back in New Zealand, there's not any planning or carbon budgeting or anything that really demonstrates what we're doing yet there. So that's a major difference between us and National on that front. You know, we want an independent climate commission. We want to legislate our targets. We want to make sure that people can see what we're doing to achieve our goals. And that means that you judge everything that you do differently. You do, you know, right through from your transport projects, because actually transport's a major contributor for us in New Zealand, right through to the kind of investment you put into innovation around things like our emissions that relate to agriculture. So that's a big difference for us. But, you know, my view is, as a member of the Pacific, we have a real sense of responsibility and duty. Places like Tuvalu and Kiribati are already seeing the impact of climate change. So that's one of the reasons we need to be world leaders on this.
The National Party are the government at the moment, and they haven't been so firm on this. They're the government, they're the ones that got voted in, so would that suggest that there are more New Zealanders with their train of thought, or do you think maybe this is a time and a place, and you obviously do because it's your policy, but what about industry in New Zealand, who I guess are the ones who are going to have to tighten up their act a wee bit? Are you confident they're going to run with it?
Yeah, well, there's certainly things that you can do to support those who are really the ones who will be carrying some of the weight of this early on. I think we talk a lot about just transition, and that means recognising particularly regions and industries where this will start having an effect, and coming in and saying, let's work together to ease our path, let's work together to make sure that those regional economies aren't going to be harshly affected, that workers aren't going to be harshly affected. And we did a piece of work on that over the last years. And particularly we're talking with some of those, you know, talking with councils and mayors and unions to make sure that we ease that path. issue is the more that we delay this, the harder that becomes. Mm. So that's why that planning is really, really important. But ultimately, we've got to start turning this into an opportunity. We trade on our brand. Our brand is incredibly important to us. It won't take long before suddenly we will start lagging behind. It'll be internationally known. And that then has a reputational effect for us. So my view is that actually getting on top of this means that for our agricultural industry, our dairy industry, for all of those who export, it will enhance our place in the world, and eventually it will also make a difference to them in a positive way as well.
And as you say, I mean, it's just getting worse, the issue of climate change. So, I mean, you don't want to be known as the guilty party in a country, do you? The industry that doesn't want to pull their weight.
Well, and certainly not the country that doesn't pull its weight either. I mean, we trade on our 100% clean green image. This feeds into that. And we actually have the ability and the nous and the innovation to be able to get on top of this. We're just going to make sure that the incentives are there to do that. So that's one of the things we're keen on as well.
A lot of the topics that came up at the campaign launch in the weekend were a bit of chatter that you've stolen some of the Greens' ideas and are just sort of going, hey, well, they're down, we'll get them.
Well, I guess if I could cover off all of the things that I spoke about in my speech, I did talk about regional development. I feel particularly strongly about that. That's jobs. You know, that's making sure that our towns...
That New Zealand isn't just Auckland.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've spent longer growing up in, rural New Zealand than I have lived in a city. And so that stuff's really important to me. I talked about that. I talked about water quality. I talked about mental health issues. And education, you know, lifting productivity by lifting our skills as a country. You know, this wasn't me sitting down and thinking what party is talking about what. I just talked about the things that were important to me and important to Labor.
Last week you were just about to announce your education policy. Do you want to just run us through it quickly now?
Last week we announced a part of a much bigger policy, and the part that we announced was something was about basically getting young people work ready, a school leavers toolkit, we called it. Our worry is that at the moment there's a lot of assessment going in on our secondary schools, but employers are saying actually there's a few basic skill sets we want kids to be leaving school with that would make them work ready, that would help ease their path. One of them's actually a driver's license. You know, we know a good chunk of entry-level jobs require a driver's license. I was actually talking to a student who said even her course required it. So we want to make sure that those are available for free in secondary schools. So you can get your learners, your restricted 5 lessons, and your defensive driving class via school for after hours and in the evenings, like we used to do. And alongside that, good careers guidance, financial literacy, making sure that you understand credit cards, interest rates, student loan debt, practical stuff for when you leave school.
Right. Now, today you've got a transport announcement.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity.
This one here, though, is about transport for our regions, basically. Our view is that some of our regional roads in particular are quite neglected. Some of them have some really gnarly black spots. So something about that, but actually also about, yes, we're seeing a lot of these roads of national significance, but actually you still need alternative options to make sure that those don't just congest as well. So that's basically a bit of a flavour.
It's not just a slap back at Nationals, we're going to spend $10 billion on motorways or whatever.
Well, it may surprise you, but I don't actually know their agenda for when they announce stuff. So we planned this one a little while ago, and it turns out they did this yesterday. But some of their projects, we just think actually the money could be better spent. But acknowledging that actually we're not going to have public transport on some of our more isolated regional roads, they do need investment. So it's just getting the mix right.
And now just a quick little question pertaining to the machine that is the campaign. You've lost the Greens sort of as a potential running mate, potentially, unless they get a good, those figures.
You would see the poll yesterday that having them on 8%.
So, oh, good on the Green. There we go. That's what we want.
Yeah, my view is that these are going to fluctuate a bit. I've certainly seen numbers that suggest that they're well out of that danger zone.
If they are out of the danger zone, are you starting to think coalition, or do you think that you just ride this wave and try and take over the whole government?
Oh, I mean, we certainly want to be in a strong position because that actually gives you the ability to negotiate. If you, you know, as a major party, aren't in a strong position, then, you know, that makes it less feasible to be then in that position to start having those coalition talks. So that's my focus, getting us where we need to be. And then after that, of course, we've always given a nod to the Greens as a coalition partner.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, so and off to Tauranga today, I believe.
Off to Tauranga.
Righto, have a wonderful day, Jacinda. Have a wonderful week. We'll speak to you again this time next week. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Mikey.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.